I have helped everyone get their dream partner, from friends to family, myself, and even some subscribers. Today, I'm here to help you all with my tried and true and simplistic methods to getting your dream partner. All this and more on today's episode of Dirty Talk. Witches, welcome. Welcome to Dirty Talk, the show where we cover all things spiritual, sexy, and spooky. I'm your host, the Dick Witch. I was a soon-to-be psychologist turned psychic medium, and I've dedicated the past, 3 years of my life just to studying all things parapsychology, and I'm here today to share all my knowledge with you. Let's get into it. Today's collective reading is centered around the Ace of Wands. Finally, we are breaking free from the pattern of only doing major arcana for the past, first couple of episodes, which was insane. But I'm glad to see some of the other cards in the deck, especially the Ace of Wands, especially when it comes to your love life for today's collective reading. I definitely see things firing up. I see you guys becoming more passionate about your life, more passionate about your love life, maybe even somebody in it, wink, wink. That is going to be really firing things up for you. This person could be a fire sign also, does not have to apply, but I totally see that you guys are on the verge of something incredible, especially when it comes to relationships, connections. You guys are really experiencing some of the first emotions of love. And that could be with one person, that could be with a lot of different people. You guys could definitely just be having a fun time getting out there. Some of you guys could definitely be sleeping around or just really pleasing yourself, so to speak. You guys are just doing a great and wonderful job of just really getting into the more passionate and amazing side of life. So that's really exciting. I totally see that some of you guys could be welcoming in a new partner here, and that's why things are really getting fired up, feisty on your end. I see innocence, purity, first emotions of love, and spirituality. So I totally see that you guys are getting more in tune with yourself. You're really starting to see the more innocent side of life is actually very passionate inducing too, especially if you're a hopeless romantic, even if you're not. You might just kind of really like the first signs of falling in love or just getting to know somebody, or might actually really love just being single and just kind of always getting to know new people. You know, you just love those first sort of moments when it comes to relationships and connections. But even if not, if you guys are more on the other half of things, very monogamous and everything, I totally see that you guys could be meeting somebody that actually is very fulfilling, especially when it comes to the first emotions of love. This could be somebody that you've never met before, especially. I'm seeing a lot of healing, hope, growth, family. And Haven, Sanctuary, Crafts, Fantasy, Protection. These two cards look very similar, by the way. A lot of green vibes, purple vibes, which lilacs are actually blooming right now, so be on the lookout for them. But I just see that you guys are really looking out for somebody that you guys can be authentically yourself with, somebody that you guys can heal with, grow with, maybe even start a family with someday if that's something that you're interested in. But I totally see that you guys are really just wanting somebody that's safe to be around, somebody that is not just safe, but they make you feel safe and comforted, as they should. Because I talked about it pretty much in the last episode or something like that, but people really if they are from toxic relationships, that is what they expect out of relationships. So whenever it's healthy, some people actually end up running away from that because they're oh, there should be a toxic, drama filled side to it. When in reality, there really shouldn't. It should just be easy. At the end of the day, it should be a lot easier than I think people think it should be, and we'll get more into that. But protection, I feel like you guys just really want to feel safe, safe to be yourself, safe to be your authentic self, safe to work on what you want to work on, which is why crafts are there. I feel like you guys could also be getting a lot more fired up, especially when it comes to your career side of life. You guys are just loving your work life. Whatever you are doing, you are just loving it. It feels like finally you're on to something, or finally you're on the right path, or maybe you've been at a job for a long time, but you just love what you do. You're so passionate about it. You really just want to scream it out into the world. Maybe you guys are literally on the path to becoming way more passionate about your career. And you're getting that like big blessing coming in here because you guys have been working so hard for it. Okay. In the meantime, interesting. We have take a break, a life's work, not a season. Get off the treadmill. So you guys could definitely be encouraged here to take a break, take a vacation, especially if you feel like all you've been doing is working. It's time to kind of show you. Yeah, like my favorite line by Rico Nasty is like, how much money can I make on vacation? You know, so it's like, I feel like that's kind of the vibe. Like, how can you guys make money even while you're on vacation? And that means passive incomes. How can you create more passive incomes in your life so that way you can take more breaks, that way you can take more vacations and more time off and not feel like, you know, you're missing out or you're losing out on a lot of money or anything like that? I feel like you guys are really just like, but overall, like, get off the treadmill. Like, now is a great time to take a vacation. You can think about more of that when you come back from it. But definitely right now, just focus on taking a break, taking a breather, and also saying no. That was one of the cards that came out is no. Wait, postpone, pause, say no. So I feel like they're really saying like, say no to anything that is not making you feel passionate. Say no to anything that is making you feel out of character, that is not making you feel like yourself. Like if you feel like you're being petty with somebody, like a partner, even if it is like a very kind of like fiery relationship, you know, that's not you. Like you're not a petty person. So you really want to make sure that you are finding somebody that aligns with your highest and your best good and leaving behind the people that are not serving you, right? So that means like the people that you, again, are maybe acting out of character with. So definitely just keep saying no. It's okay to say no. You don't have to feel bad about it. And again, we'll get more into that later. But I feel like that's just such a good confirmation, such a good sign from divine. It's like, don't feel bad or feel afraid to say no to people that you're not interested in, because divine will only like set you up with the next person, you know, and not, I was about to say the next best person, but that's not what I mean. You know, like the next really amazing, really incredible person after you drop the people that, you know, are just not really serving you and are not really on the same path and like here for the right reasons, you know. Anna, grandmother of Jesus, seeding the light, laying foundations, and divine plan. Yeah, everything is a part of a divine plan. Everything is a part of something bigger. So if there's something that like say, for example, like there's a partner, right, from your past or like a past person that you were like, oh, I really, really like this person for this, this, and this reasons. But, you know, like they're not coming around or they're not really going out of their way to go above and beyond for you, or they're not really wanting to like fix things or try to fix things in themselves for you or grow with you. You know, that is when you kind of know that it's just not a part of the divine plan, like maybe in the future, but not for you, not right now. And you can do better than it. And you know what? You will do better than it. Like I totally see this happening for you. A total Ace of Wands moment. Like you guys are really going to start to feel just so passionate again. Like, oh my God, this is what love is supposed to be like, you know? So if you've just not been really feeling very satisfied, now is the time to really just like, oh, just lean back a little bit. Let the universe take over. Take a break. Take a breather from the dating apps or from this person, you know? Not from the dating apps. I didn't mean to say that. But from this person, you know? But it could even be like, get out there, you know? Get out there. That could be what they're trying to say too. Don't stay so just like in your head, in yourself, in your corner. Like, get out there. Try to experience life and what makes life so beautiful and so amazing and something to totally be passionate about. But anyways, go live out your most beautiful, most passionate life that you possibly can. And let's get into today's episode. This is definitely one of those episodes where you could grab your pen and your paper and just like soak everything in. Okay, whether it be like note taking or just the exercise that I'm going to be talking about literally right off the bat here, it is my tried and true method. It is what's got me the last like two long-term relationships, some pretty fun people in between the relationships, just everything. Like it has helped me out so much, and it has helped my friends out. It has helped my family members out that I've told about it. It's even helped like a few of my subscribers out. I would say probably a lot more than like I know about, but from like the people that have at least commented back to me, like I know that this has definitely helped them out, especially when it comes to just, you know, being more specific and being more clear with your divine about what it is that you want in a person. And so my number one tried and true tip would be write down the person's personality traits. And I literally say this all the time, but I swear to God, this has helped me get like every single partner in the past. And again, like I talked about, friends, family members, like literally even subscribers. So what you're going to do is you're going to get out like a notebook piece of paper or anything like that, maybe even like a few pages, you know, especially if you want to get really detailed here, but it doesn't have to be. You are going to write down basically all of the personality traits that you want this person to have that align with your life. And it can be even like down to like maybe some things, not necessarily like specifics about their job, but like if they make a lot of money, you know, if they're wealthy, if they're well off, if they're good at saving their money, you know, just kind of stuff like that. So I'm just basically going to give you guys like a bunch of different ideas. And what I like to do is no random order, like just random order. I mean, like no specific order to put anything in, because I believe that like if you try to like categorize it, you just won't like be able to like flush out your ideas as fast and you might miss a few. And like, you know what? You'll add those on the next time, but it's better to like get as many as you can right now. So then you're not like, you know, dating somebody and then not experiencing exactly what you want, you know, because they'll bring you what you've written down, but sometimes you miss a few of the things. And that's kind of a part of the process too, is always adding to it and always making sure that you're keeping it up to date with exactly what you got. And then when a partner comes in, you're looking through your list and you're being like, okay, yes, they do have this, 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 and this, but they might be missing like this, 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 and this. And even with like my most current partner, like I went back through my list that I did and I checked every single thing off on there. And not just that, I even added a few, which I was not expecting at all. And I'll tell you guys like a little tiny story time about like mine in a little bit. But right now I'm going to just basically give you guys a ton of traits. So definitely get your pen and your paper ready, and just any of these, feel free to steal them. But some things you might not even think of, you know? So, for example, let's do my dream man. You can write it at the top. Definitely date it with today's date, because I always like to add dates on things so then I can go back and see, you know, the progression. And then after that, you are just going to go ham. So you could write like charismatic, charming, a prince or a princess, you know? You could write gentleman or gentlewoman, wealthy, well off, animal caretaker, dog lover, cat lover, owns a dog, owns a cat. You could put funny, hilarious, likes my jokes, likes my humor, has the same sense of humor as me. You could put hobbies, has really good hobbies, good hygiene. I feel like that's really important. I always put hygiene on all of mine. I even put like smells good on mine too. And my current partner does smell really, really delicious. Like even when... And I like, this is like a science thing, but like your partner should smell like good to you. Like their pheromones should smell good to you. So like, even when like they might not smell the best, like you still think like, oh, okay, that smells a little good. Like it's not bad, you know? But anyways, apart from that really gross and weird fact, you could definitely put like smells good, takes care of themselves mentally and physically, athletic, if that's what you like, likes to run, if that's what you like to do, you know, or plays tennis, plays any sports that you might do or that you might like to watch, you know, has a good personality, good with family members, family oriented, wants kids, doesn't want kids, wants animals, doesn't want animals, you know, owns a house, rents an apartment, lives in this country, lives in this city, has an accent that I think is sexy, you know, which that's a little bit more physical. And that's kind of the same thing too with like certain heights and everything. Like you can put like above 6 foot, but no promises on that one because we really shouldn't be focusing on the physicality. You can definitely put like sexy, handsome, good in bed, you know, like all of these things. Like they like to do things like very frequently or not very frequently, asexual, hypersexual, you know, like all the different scales. Like write down every single little teeny tiny thing. Like it does not matter. Ooh, okay, even more. Has good fashion taste, has good, you know, makeup skills. We can share a wardrobe if that's something that you want to do, you know? That's one of my things that was really big for me. Like I wanted a man with like really good fashion taste. so then I could steal some of his clothes because that's what I like. Or a woman with good fashion taste. I always like, I've like only dated men, but I do like women as well. But yeah, like that's kind of the vibe. Like I just wanted to make sure that I could steal his clothes and I do. And he also steals my clothes, which I love that. Also, so that's really cool. That might be something that you want to write down too. You know, haircut on point. If you like, which that's again, like that's more physical, but on point doesn't like necessarily say like long hair, short hair. It's more so saying like it just looks well and maintained, you know, like they know how to maintain themselves, which that could also be something too. I don't know if I said like close with their family members, but if that's something that's important to you, like family time is important. Travel. They love to travel. They're a big travel bug. Adventurous. Outdoorsy. Loves to hike. Loves to fish. Loves to bike. Loves to go skydiving, you know, or adrenaline junkie. Stuff like that too. Loyal, I feel like is a huge one for some people. Loyal. Now we're getting into the really good ones. Loyal is honest, is kind-hearted to other people. Empathetic, which I feel like is a super big one. Sympathetic too, which is another big one. They kind of like go hand in hand together, you know? They should be very equally important in a connection. A few other really important ones too would be introverted or extroverted, you know, or perfect yin yang. Like I like to put that on there. So then this person is like really balanced, like for my connection, you know, like whatever I do, whatever I'm bad in, they're really good at, and whatever they're kind of bad in, I'm really good at. So then we can really teach each other and grow better as human beings, which I think is really important. Also, definitely write down mentally grower, not a shower. I love to say that, but this person should definitely be like, not just like saying that they're going to do stuff and then never improving on it, but genuinely growing and like growing and growing and growing and showing you, not like telling you and not actually doing it, which I call a shower, but actually growing and proving to you that they can grow and that they can actually change mentally and physically even, and adapt to different circumstances. You could put like very calm, relaxed, tranquil, like really emotionally well-balanced, just really anything that you guys can think of even. I'm just going to spitball some more here. Articulate, curious, creative. That could be a super big one for some of you guys. Creative, I feel like could definitely be a big one. Ambitious, compassionate, passionate, like we talked about before. Appreciative, honest, which I said. Openness, confident, which I feel like is another really important one too. Flexibility, calm. I feel like these are all super, super good. Ooh. Oh my God, there's even more. Cheerful, positive, colorful, confident. That one's so big. Like, I feel like if you guys are not writing confident on there, I accidentally said it twice. So definitely, definitely write it on there. Humorous, honorable, helpful. These are the other ones too that you guys could definitely write on there. But like, depending on which of your love languages are like the top ones, like I would definitely put those on there. So like mine would be like the gift giving one. So like mine would be like loves to buy me presents, buys me flowers randomly, you know, like just loves to spoil me, loves to love me in that way. But it could also be like the acts of service. So that could be like helps me out around the house, which I feel like everybody should have that on theirs anyways, but fixes things for me or mows the lawn, you know, just kind of stuff like that. Acts of service, words of affirmation is the other one. What else are the other ones? Physical touch. So if you like to be touched, holds my hands, you know. And what is the last one? And then the last one would be quality time, which is so wonderful. That one's probably actually my number one because I just love to be around my partner, even if we're not doing the same thing, like, or not even really talking to each other. Like, it's just nice to be in his presence. Like, he just has such a good energy to him and he's so like loving, and we still do like talk to each other. Like, I don't know. I feel like we talk like 24/7. Like, if I could genuinely get like a little spy microphone and wear that in my ear, I would, just to like talk to him or like hear what he's saying. But like in a good way, like, and he could talk to me back, obviously. Like, we would both have them. They'd be like the tiniest little walkie-talkies, you know, like in the office. I could die. That would be so cute. But yeah, or, oh, talkative. That could be something else too, like good conversationalist. Those are really important too. Like good banter. If you like banter, witty, I feel like is another good one. I don't know if you guys like this, but some people like to roast each other. And you know what? That's not my cup of tea, but that might be your cup of tea, you know? Coffee drinker, or like vegetarian, if you're like a vegetarian or whatever. That's not super important to me. I don't like eat. Like, I'm a pescatarian, technically. Like, I eat fish, but I don't eat, like, meat or anything. But I don't care if my partner eats meat. Like, it doesn't bother me. Either way, it really doesn't matter. I do partake in the 420, in the weed. And I'm actually currently drinking an edible to kind of celebrate today. but that was something that was kind of important to me, was, like, I want to make sure that my partner, even if they don't do this, like, they're at least okay with that, you know? And it actually got to the point where I was like, okay, I kind of want a partner that also partakes. So then it's like, we can try new, exciting, like, weed things together and like kind of have fun. Just like a wine connoisseur, you know? Like, I'm kind of like that. I am a wine connoisseur. I do love wines, but I also love weeds, and I love different kinds and things and stuff. And yeah. And I especially love like edibles because it's obviously really, really good, better for your body than smoking and everything. And the one that I have is actually like a little juice, and I just like pour it and I mix it basically like a little cocktail, but it's a little weed cocktail instead. It's super delicious. But yes, yeah, so that, those I feel like are important. Like, if you want somebody that maybe drinks, is the life of a party or a party animal, or likes to go out a lot, you know, again, I feel like that totally aligns with adventurous. But overall, that was just like a big mishmash of a ton of different personality traits that you could write down, add to your list at any time. Feel free to add even more. Comment some down below that I might have missed that you guys added and you were like, hey, somebody's definitely going to want to also add this to their list. So yeah. Oh, another big one too. If you want a sugar daddy, write that down. Literally write sugar daddy. Okay. It's worked for some people that I know in the past. It's actually worked for several people that I know in the past. So yes, definitely write that down. Yeah. And like, I also love to write down like kinks too. Like, if there's any kinks that you might have. This is definitely not, this is definitely an explicit episode today, but you know what I'm saying? Like, definitely write all of those down. Make sure that you guys are expressing that, because it's important for those things to align, especially if that's going to be your dream partner. Because remember, this is your dream partner. They could be whoever you want them to be, you know, except, you know, obviously you can't be specific. I just really don't believe that like manifesting like specific people or celebrities or like anything like that is really like good. Because like the universe could have a completely different plan for us. And if we're not following it, then like we might completely miss out on like amazing, amazing, amazing people, like even more incredible people than we could have even imagined for ourselves. And I feel like that's exactly what I'm experiencing right now. Like I'm the living, breathing proof of it. And so that's why I think it's like so important for people to like move on from things, which brings me into my next segment. And with my special guest today, my boyfriend, the Moon, is here to talk about how boys are dumb. Okay, coming right up.
Ladies, we need to have a talk. Boys are dumb, and I think that we all know this, but I don't think that we are accepting it, you know? Now, frankly, as a boy and growing up as one, I knew that I was stupid, frankly. I think that it's important to be able to admit that because I've grown a lot. I'm dumb now. I make a lot of dumb decisions now. Now, let me elaborate a little on this. I think that the boy brain just it isn't connected fully. There's wires that aren't connecting in the sense where they don't empathize. They don't really understand the repercussions that a lot of things have. Your boy not texting you because he's playing a game or something like that, it is not intentional. I can promise you that he loves you with his whole heart. He loves you with every single fiber of his being. But my boy is playing the game right now. And this isn't to take away from the fact that he should be maybe giving you attention. This is just how the brain works. See, and that's what I'm here for. I'm not here to tell you what's right and wrong. I'm just here to tell you the facts. These are science. When a boy is doing things that you think, why the fuck is he doing this? I think that it's important to think, is there a possibility that he truly has no fucking clue what is going on right now? I think it's important to understand that men are not the philosophical shaman that women are, in the sense that they aren't looking for a deeper meaning in anything. Honestly, they're not even looking for any meaning in anything, really. They're reading words. Everything is very black and white to them. If you say, let's go out to dinner, that's not, oh my God, yeah, let me think of a million ways or places to go and eat. That's awesome. She wants to go out to dinner with me. And then they probably put their phone down or tell somebody how hyped they are. You know, that could be something to maybe teach your man. Just like ask him, what do you interpret from certain things and this and that, and see what their answer is. Because understanding that deeper meaning and, you know, understanding the reading between the lines of what somebody wants when they say, like, let's go out for dinner, and then continuing that conversation is important. Really, they're not thinking about things as deeply as they probably should. And I think that that's a very important distinction to make. I think that it's important to make that distinction, but it's even more important to understand that it is not your job to teach him. It is your job to exist and do your thing and maybe try to make the relationship better. However, it is not your job to teach him. Maybe lead him in the direction, give him teaching moments, such as cutting him off for a little bit, or breaking his skateboard. I don't know, something like that. However, once you're able to think about things that way, I think that you will start to see that there's really, like, unless they're like a shitty person, there's really not a lot of things that boys do maliciously and intently, like not texting you back, or maybe texting somebody else, or, well, maybe not that one, but like looking at somebody's Instagram, things like that. Like, boys are just existing and like processing information, and like when a guy has something on their mind, they will do it. Have you ever seen a guy with Legos or a new game or like plans with the boys, like set on it? It is in motion. There's nothing stopping that. If they wanted that to happen, they would do that for everything. However, a lot of time, boys are just kind of numb in existing, living throughout life. And I think that it's important to recognize that. Not necessarily being short with boys because they're dumb, but being a little bit more understanding. Now, I think it's safe to say that boys live in the now, maybe not in the moment, but they live in the now, meaning they think about that exact moment. They don't really think about what their words are going to mean tomorrow or a year from now. And I don't think it's they do that to manipulate or do anything like that. It's just, they're just fucking dumb. Every failed relationship, everything like that, I think that you should learn something from. And if you're not really moving on from things and in reflecting and thinking, oh, yeah, this was good about that relationship, but these parts really were not, I don't want to have those happen again. I think that those are learning moments for you and things that you don't want to happen again. Maybe I don't want somebody that's not going to text me all the time. Maybe I don't want somebody that's going to, you know, message other people on social media or go out with her friends all the time or this or that or this or that. You know, it's all about your personal preference and what you're okay with. But it's a learning process. So don't get hung up on things. Take everything and understand what you had and didn't, and what you wanted and didn't want in relationships, and try to build on those and make your intentions clear. And don't be afraid to say, in my past relationships, I've had somebody that blank, 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 and I don't want that. And I think that that's okay to make valid, and honestly, super fucking helpful. Because if you don't want somebody that was super obsessed with building Legos because your ex had Legos and you'd fucking step all over them on the goddamn floor, I think that's a valid thing, you know? You don't want to roll up to Shorty's house and, oh my God, this whole thing is covered in 2x1. They got Legos all over the floor. I'm going to step on them. And she wants me to take my shoes off? No. So I just think it's important to really think about these moments. Think about your boy. Is he really an evil genius? Or is he just really fucking stupid and wants to move on to the next 2 minutes?
Thank you so much, Moon, for those very important and intuitive comments. I thought that that was really incredible and so funny. He's such a funny person. I love him so much. But overall, the biggest takeaway is that like men don't really think super deeply about like a lot of their choices or actions or stuff like that, because they're also learning too. So like, if they text you back an emoji, like, don't read too much into it, you know, because like that could just be like the most recent one that they used or whatever. And They think it's funny, or they don't think about it at all. Or like that person that they follow from like years ago, or, you know, the freaking post that they liked that one time on Instagram, like, or whatever. I feel like they really just like don't think about stuff like that, like super deeply. Like if they're into you, they're typically into you. And that's it. And like if you read too much into stuff, sometimes that can be a little bit detrimental for relationships. But building off of that, I feel like it's really important to know that, like, that's why it's so important to like kind of get over them and like things like faster, especially if you're single and you are just dating around and somebody like messes up or they do something. Like, I feel like that's your sign, like either it's right for you or it's not, you know, but don't read too much into anything and try to just be like very discerning about what you also like about the relationship and what you also don't like about the relationship. Because so many people will kind of like figure out that they don't really like somebody, but they're still going to keep like giving them chances. And a lot of those times, like people end up unhappy because even though there's a lot of things that they might like about that person and they always want to believe in the best in them, they're just kind of like waiting until that person ends it rather than just like ending it themselves. And I feel like a lot of people end up getting hurt that way, even though they want like the best for the relationship or whatever. But I think that's how you can really start to like move past things faster. Like, not only having the list will help a lot because you can just see physically like, okay, this person clearly doesn't check off this, 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 and this, you know, like even communication, I feel like would be a really great thing to add to your list too. Just like communicates in the same way, understands my type of communication or whatever. Yeah, basically though, I feel like that's important. Like, knowing when to move on from somebody rather than like just giving them chances. Like if you just don't feel the chemistry there, like that's an obvious like no. But even if like you're feeling the chemistry and the person's just like not treating you the way that you want to be treated, that's another obvious like, okay, yeah, no. Or maybe they are doing like some sneaky shit, you know? Even though we want to believe the best in people, sometimes it's just not always the case, and it's better to get out of that relationship rather than to get hurt by it, if that makes sense. Like, I'm always like a very quick mover, which not like I don't know. Like right now, I'm like I'm very very happy with where I am. I'm settled. Like this is amazing, but like before this, like it's like I don't know. Like until I find my person, like. It's like I go through people like that, and that sounds kind of bad. And I do like I go on like dates too. Like I'm not the type of person to just like sleep with people because that's not my thing. Like even if you are, who cares? You know, obviously go off, but go through them quickly. You know, like make decisions quickly. Don't get like attached or like your heart super involved into people because I feel like that's how you only end up getting like hurt in the end. Like make decisions quickly. Try to like move fast until you find somebody that really clicks with you and like is very like equally as interested in getting to know you, moves at the right pace for you, you know, and has all of the traits that you really, really like and are looking for, and even more so, you know. So just keep it moving until then, because you're going to eventually stumble upon that person. It's just a matter of you like kind of taking the stepping stones to get there. And like, again, move fast, especially if you find that you're the type of person that really does like fall quickly for people. Take a step back, reevaluate, fall in love with yourself again. Remember that like you are that bitch, right? Like you can do anything for yourself. You don't need another person, but you want another person in your life. And yeah, and because of that, move quickly, get to that person that you want to get to. And then you can kind of like slow things down, but you know, have fun in the process and don't take things so seriously overall. I feel like that's the thing. It's not necessarily boys are dumb, but just like don't take things so seriously. Just have fun and try not to get super involved and super attached, and just keep it moving, because the faster that you move, the faster that you're going to get to that person that is going to treat you the best and that you are going to ultimately fall in love with. So yes, getting to your dream partner 101 featuring the moon today. Love him. Also, definitely check out Under the Moon Studios, his introverted production studio, where he mixes, masters, produces tons of beats under the sun. Like, literally, he is so unbelievably talented. I work with him for my music, and he makes it sound so professional. He has worked in the studio in Manhattan, in New York City, that has produced for people like SZA, Justin Bieber, the Hamilton crew. He's worked on some pretty incredible projects, and he's only going to keep working on more and more incredible projects in the future, so you might as well jump on it while you can and work with him now. For literally, it's not actually that expensive, and it's all introverted, so it's not like you have to go to a physical studio or anything in order to work with him. Everything is via the internet and via the computer. So super easy, really simple. If you want to get serious about your music career, definitely check out underthemoonstudio.com. That's underthemoonstudio.com. All right. Love you, witches. Have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.